Welcome to the Diabetic Health Clinic Podcast, a lifestyle designed to normalize your blood sugar levels. You can always visit us on www.diabetichealthclinic.org. That's www.diabetichealthclinic.org. Tonight we have a very special guest with us. This particular guest works in the bread industry. He's worked in the bread industry for many years, and because he is still there, he would like to keep his name anonymous. So we're going to say hello to our guest. Hello, how are you?
Hello. Very good. Fine, thank you.
That's great. Would you mind just telling us a little bit of your background, just so that we get to know you a little bit, some of the things that you've done?
Yes, I work for the Big Bakery Industrial Machines, which I had worked for them for 23 years. But I have been working on the dough part, making the dough or mixing the doughs for 20 years.
Right, so you've spent most of your working life essentially baking bread?
Yes, that's right, yes.
So you would know exactly how bread is made very, very well, I'm suspecting.
Yes, I do know very well all kinds of bread.
Okay. Just so that we have an idea, because when you talk about making bread, it's a massive job. You've got truckloads of breads coming out. So the factory must have some huge tubs or mixing pots or whatever you would like to call it. Would that be right?
Yes, we have industrial machines. Actually, the industrial machines, they call the mixer is in a Twitty.
Right.
A Twitty is a big mixer which we can mix 100 kilos inside.
100 kilos at a time?
That's right, yes.
And how long would it take to mix one batch up?
It will take 5 minutes.
And then once it's all mixed up, obviously there is a process where it goes to the bakery, so there must be some huge ovens there somewhere.
It will go down, because we are upstairs, will go down the chutes, and there they will weigh all the doughs into going up to conveyors and right into the tins to go to be baked. But actually, as it goes around, it goes into a prover. To make the dough rise. We call that bread is a non-timeable bread.
So obviously you would have different processes for different breads as well, I'm assuming.
Yes. There's two kind of mixer we do. One is, as I said before, is a 3D mixer.
Right.
The other one is a conveyor mixer. They are nearly the same mixer. But they are like a concrete mixer, but it's very big. They have a lid to put on and a vacuum that sucks the air, the hot air. And it's really amazing to see such machines.
It would have to make a lot of bread because at the end of the day, people buy bread every day. So there must be thousands and thousands of loaves of bread made. That gives us a little bit of an insight into how the bread is actually manufactured, which is all very interesting, and it would be amazing to actually see that process happen. I'd just like to ask you about some of the ingredients that go into bread. Probably the most common bread used in Australia, as it would be in many countries, I would suspect, would be white bread. Would you be able to share with us what actually goes into make white bread?
Well, white bread is actually a white flour. White flour and every ingredient inside. And then it's ready to be mixed. And it's mixed only three mixed. And then we take the temperature, how hot the temperature is. And at the right temperature, then we put it through the chutes, which goes down and to be break into on conveyors and right through the prover to rise the dough up and straight into the tin. Call this white bread, they call it a no-time dough.
I'm just fascinated with this whole white flour thing. Why is it white flour is used? Is there a particular reason for that? Is it cheaper? Is it easier to work with? What's the reason that white flour is used?
Well, white flour is the only normally flour that actually bakes the white bread.
Right.
But there are other breads than the white loaf.
Basically, what you're saying is white flour is used for those people who actually like the look and the taste of white bread.
Yes, that's right.
I understand. From a diabetic point of view, one of the things that needs to be avoided is processed foods, which actually includes white flour. Now, what white flour actually does, it very quickly reverts back into sugar once it's ingested. Under 5 minutes after ingestion, that white bread has actually turned into sugar, and of course, in a diabetic situation, is elevating the blood sugar levels. So for many diabetics, the healthy option is what we would call whole grain bread, which means a brown bread. Is that the right thing for a diabetic to do, or is there something to watch in that area as well?
Whole grain bread, I'll say wholemeal loaf and whole grain bread. They are brown breads.
Right.
But they are actually made with the white flour. They actually 75% with white flour that goes into this mixing of whole grain or, I'll say, wholemeal.
Right. So what you're saying is when I go to the shop and I pick up, packaged up in my nice plastic bag, a whole grain or a wholemeal loaf of bread, chances are that that bread will actually be made out of white flour.
That's right. Most of the flour in it, it's a white flour.
That's pretty scary for a diabetic person who is actually trying to make the healthy choice and is buying a brown bread.
You wonder how you can't see a white. Actually, the brown that goes with it is a colored. They put it inside, I'll say, the wholemeal.
Right.
And also the grain bread. All of the wholemeal, all of the, any grain bread that you see, they are all been colored.
So that poses some pretty major problem for diabetic people, because all of a sudden we're not really eating brown breads or whole grain breads. We're actually eating or consuming white flour again. Can you explain to me, and I've asked this question about the white bread, but why would white flour be used in brown bread? Is it a cost thing? Is it easier to work with? Is it easier to make?
Because it will the cost will be more cost than using just the grain and the wholemeal. It will cost a lot of money.
Right.
And just imagine if I just mixed a wholemeal, only wholemeal. It will cost the customer to buy $15 a loaf.
Right.
To make it cheaper for everyone, and not only cheaper, they use white flour to put it in to make a product.
So it's purely cost. So now my question is, from a diabetic's point of view, I'm standing in the supermarket and I'm looking at loaves of bread. Can I identify the ones that have not been made out of white flour easily?
No, you can't identify. When you read on the recipe in all the wholemeal bread, you can see there's a white flour inside. So all wholemeal bread, all whole grain bread, is being colored. Maybe right. I might say what color we put in.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is the color that goes in?
Well, to start off with the wholemeal, we put in mixed spice.
Right.
Dark mixed spice and cinnamon.
Right.
If we do samples, we have a look how dark a lot of this. And whether it was just a mixed spice, a dark mixed spice, or the cinnamon, which we put in. And even other whole grain bread, we decide which color to put it in. Mixed spice, dark, or cinnamon, or even they use molasses to put it in, to color.
And so the color is fine-tuned, so it looks like whole grain or wholemeal bread, and that's what we end up with.
That's right.
At least there's one good thing. Cinnamon is actually known to be helpful for diabetics. What percentage of cinnamon would go in? Would it be a lot of cinnamon or just a little bit?
It depends how the color come out of mixer.
Right.
Like we say 50 kilograms of white flour. And it depends what the color comes out. Otherwise, we put more cinnamon inside or mixed spice go in. And even the other color as well, molasses.
Yes. Well, that's a very interesting story that you're telling us, and it just really shows how aware we need to be, especially when we're dealing with something like high blood sugar levels, about what we're consuming. And what I would like to do is thank you so much for your time and that you've been able to talk about this, because this is incredibly important for diabetic people. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, what an incredible interview that was. It's very obvious that it's very difficult in today's modern society and in today's modern world to actually find foods which would be healthy for us. Most of our foods are very highly processed, and bread is no different. I will say one thing. It is extremely unfair that manufacturers misrepresent the packaging and the food that they make. If we're buying wholemeal bread and the packaging says wholemeal bread, then we would expect the bread to be made out of wholemeal flour, not white flour. For a diabetic, this means it's an absolute nightmare. If you're a diabetic and you're thinking, well, what can I do? I would encourage you to visit www.diabetichealthclinic.org. Go to the Diabetic Health Clinic Lifestyle Program section, where you can go through a questionnaire that will identify if you will benefit from taking part in the Diabetic Health Clinic Lifestyle Program. When you're on our webpage, I would also encourage you to join our Facebook page. You will find a link there on the bottom of the page. The Facebook page has all the latest posts that we put out there, including the latest research into diabetes, some of the latest and greatest diabetic-friendly recipes, and many other things. It's a great way to stay in touch. I look forward to catching up with you on the next podcast.